Okay, hello everybody. Welcome. We are heading into our first call, Transforming Fear into Practical Action for the Sixth Sense, which we could sum up as, I'm going to sum it up, as a combination of intuition and insight. Intuition and insight. In case you're wondering what the difference is between those two, it's a great question to ask. And the explanation that I like the best, this is how I've heard it, and I continue to use this one, so maybe you'll like it too. I'll share it. You can see if it fits for you. Intuition is that little voice that says, like, don't forget to take that red sweater. And you go, I don't think I need a red sweater today. I'm good, thanks anyways. And then sure enough, 3 hours later, you're out and about, and you're like, oh, I forgot to bring the red sweater, and I needed it for that, and you figure out what it was for. Yeah. And I think we all have a pretty good relationship to that understanding. Insight by comparison, however, is something that's so clear. And yet it's something that you couldn't possibly have known from any practical experiences. However, it's so clear you would stake your life on it. I remember I was working with this client, this was a lot of years ago. I've had a few flashes of really strong insight over the years. And she was getting worked up for MS. And she had numbness and tingling in left body, right side of her face and head. And wouldn't you know it, we were in the middle of a session and it was clear. It was like a lightning bolt hit me and it landed right there. And it felt like, oh, I don't even know if I have words for it. It felt like maybe like white water rafting, kind of rapids type of energy. And it was just like whoosh, flooding through. And as it flooded through, it had some messages, and it was very much clear that this lady had a hysterectomy scar or a C-section scar, one of the two. I could just see the scar, didn't know exactly what it was from. It was like, work on that. So I did. And in body talk, we have a scars technique, scars and adhesions technique. So we use it a lot. You've often heard me, we're going to unwind that connective tissue. That's a part of the adhesions technique. For the scars and adhesions, anyways, coming back to that, it actually made the difference between when we resolved that, her having symptoms and getting worked up for MS by all the doctors, and those symptoms disappearing overnight. She stopped going in for testing because she just didn't need it. So I always think that's a pretty cool story. Anywho's, I digress. That's my, I think my first experience with insight ever, and it's never really left my mind. So that's how I tend to think of the differences between intuition and insight. And I'll invite you to explore that really for yourselves and in perhaps an experiential way as we explore together. So if you haven't already and you have something to share, feel free to just do that. If there's anything in particular that you're working on. I've got a few private messages. I'm just reading them. Okay, got it. All right, my loves, let's settle on in. Perhaps beginning here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life, to drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And as we drop into that support, perhaps noticing if there is any part of that that feels pleasant or even at the very least neutral. If any part of that feels good, drinking that in, breath by breath, through to your bones, your blood, your cells. And then noticing the impact of that. Noticing the impact. How does that feel? And taking in this support, this pleasantness, and taking a moment now to savor it. To savor it. Much like the very fine nourishment that this is for you. And as you receive this nourishment, again, one more time, noticing its impact. And if any part of that is pleasant, also receiving this nourishment. Savoring it. Every breath, an opportunity to take it all in. And as you receive that all, I'll offer these words. Thank you. Thank you for being here, being alive, and being you. Thank you for your presence. And thank you for that blessing. And thank you to all that's come in to support that. All the roots from which that came, these linear lines, these lineages, there's my word, these lineages, these ancestries, these families. A big thank you to all of those that have walked before us. And a big thank you to those who'll walk after us. And a deepest of thank yous to those that have cared for and stewarded this land that's nourished it all to make it all possible. Yeah, thank you for this nourishment of life itself. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. We're interestingly enough starting off in house number 12, house of releasing, ending, letting go, surrendering, allowing. Or you could also think of it as peeling back the layers of who it is you are not. And as we work with that, working with the liber meridian, that's natural to this house in astrology. And as we work with the liver, which also supports letting go and detoxing. It's actually specifically detoxing that sense of self-doubt, that sense of mistrust, that sense of that can't be real in what we're taking in as information. And we need to give that its own little mini body talk session. So as we work with that, it's going into the family lines and those experiences in particular in early childhood where you were transitioning between the world, so to speak. Between the worlds of being an energy, seeing energy, talking in energy as you did before you had words. And then transitioning to that place where it may have gotten fainter, fader, pardon me, fainter as it faded away. And part of that is sometimes in this culture, the ideas of that can't be right. You got to stop that kid from saying they have an imaginary friend. And all the other different sorts of ways that the adults in your life may have interacted with your sense of understanding of how to speak the language of energy naturally, easily. And in essence, I created almost like a blockage, or not quite like a block, but it made things denser. So the flow of that information got a little bit more contorted. Skewed, falsified, almost like those kaleidoscopes where that picture was maybe clear on this setting, and as you transitioned it over here, the setting just got a little less clear. It was harder to see with clarity, to hear with clarity, to observe anything with clarity. So as we work with this, releasing that lack of clarity from those series of experiences of early childhood where you were told, that's crazy. No, you don't see purple over grandma's head or whatever it may have been. Yeah, and linking it to our permissions. The way you see the world is welcome here. The way you see this world is welcome here. Yeah, and there's a second related one. I get to do it my way now. I get to do things my way now. And as we release some of those strings of, how do I want to say it? Program, belief systems, ideas, thoughts, concepts, rigidities, our conditioning in a way, our programming in a way that we received. I see that as physical, and I see it as going between the third eye, through the fascia, down to the heart region. Not necessarily in a classical fascial line or even a classical meridian line. I just see it as a series of ropes and entanglements between the third eye region and the heart. It's like adhesions, but on steroids in a way. And it almost looks like cement ropes, like not something very thick or pliable. So there's like little thin strands of really solid cement. So although the appearance is solid cement, the thinness means it's not hanging on terribly strong. There's something that's ready to be seen, be noticed, be heard, be witnessed, be honored. Now I'm just seeing the different layers of fear simultaneously playing out as a dance in those ropes, as if they are playing almost peekaboo and going around the different spaces between the cement ropes. So there's fight, there's flight, there's freeze, and there's fawn. And if we could imagine them as four little kids playing peekaboo, hide and go seek, darting around. And to be honest, they look like they're having a grand time. However, your heart might not, your third eye might not overly enjoy it all. So as we begin this negotiation, so to speak, with these players of fear, offering them just gratitude and thank you for the work that you've done to protect. It's usually what fear is doing. It's trying to protect. Yeah, and now I know you've been doing this for a long time. Maybe there's another way. Maybe there's another way where we can work together and things can be more easeful. And as we support those players of fear in all of their forms, they begin to receive validation in a way that allows for them to hold still, so they're no longer darting and playing and moving around. Yeah, they're ready. They're ready to take this all in. And I see them actually transform now into just one. Into just one. And for whatever reason, I just hear the words, it was only ever me. It was only ever me. Yeah, linking to a belief system in the form of a question, what if I am the source of my own limitations? What if I am the source of my own limitations? And as the expression goes, withdrawal of projections, meaning all those things that you projected onto others, I see a withdrawal of projection happening internally in the system. All the things that maybe you projected onto the third eye about its rightness, its wrongness, its acceptability. It's acceptability to be known and seen and witnessed in this world and valued. And all the times in which it was not, beginning to come back. And as they withdraw from the, it's like a unraveling of all the adhesions simultaneously between the third eye and the heart. And as it unwinds and drops back into the heart, little thin strand of cement after little thin strand of cement, I just hear the heart say, I'm ready, I'm ready. Indicating its readiness to live, to be, to feel. And without that protective guard of fear here in this way, releasing that type of energy that keeps us a little bit numb, isolated, shut down, in a fancy word, hypoarousal. And as that releases, it's simultaneously coming off of the amygdala complex bilaterally on both sides. That amygdala complex is the part of our brain that makes decisions based on fear, anger, and rage. And it can decide based on that whether to respond or whether to overreact. And this time, as it unwinds from here, we need to simultaneously run hydration, helping it to go with the flow. Hydration, bringing in water and joy and releasing any impurities that no longer need to be here. And then it's linking into now the need to unburden just a little bit more and to synthesize. Again, the relationship between the third eye and the heart. And as it unburdens from the third eye, this time it's releasing the energy around being called crazy, psychotic, neurotic, nuts, of having your intelligence in the feminine form insulted, attacked, abused, beat up, creating layers of mistrust within yourself. Yeah. And as that got soaked in there, it depleted the area of that third eye. It's not getting all the resources it could be getting. Which is interesting if you reflect back on the power of your intuition and what it's done. Without even having all of its resources available, what else could be possible? And as we call in these resources, calling in all the things that circulate and heal within the body, including blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, our gunk, our waste, our low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help out our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. And as we bring that all in, balancing yin and yang and running one more hydration there, and as that gets emphasized, continuing to repeat actually all the circulation of all the healing resources, keeping that running for the next 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And as it circulates through here, running the permissions of I have what I need. I have what I need. Followed by I can see my value. I can see my value and my worth. I can see my value and my worth. And then as we work with this, I see little boundaries starting to form around the third eye, giving it the space that it needs to be itself and to be known again. Imagine a world in which we could interact in a way that was equally balanced between logic, the linear kind, like math, science, as well as lateral logic or intuition or thinking outside the box. Yeah. And we could split those into different compartments and categories as well, but I'm just being very broad brush there. And as we give that permission to essentially hold its own space in this way with these boundaries, bringing in the liver meridian energy here for that role in healthy boundaries. And anything that's no longer serving, that may have been used as one might call it a false boundary. In a way, I like to think of our toxicities, our contractions, our bracings against, our defenses against, as a form of containment that might be, well, kind of a false boundary or an unhealthy boundary. And as we invite in healthy boundaries, which give permeability and the capacity to receive what's needed while blocking out what doesn't need to be here, establishing, bringing in the definition of the consciousness of resilience. And as we bring in resilience to here, starting to set the stage to build up even more capacity. If we're really sensitive and aware of everything around us, but we don't have the capacity to hold that, we can get overwhelmed. This is why there's a whole branch of awareness over the last few years that are called highly sensitive people or empaths. Yeah, and when we have the capacity to hold our sensitivity, it does indeed just do that. It becomes empathic, empathy. That's easeful. Yeah, you get to even play with this as much as you like. If you feel drawn to it, you've all seen this exercise before with the boundaries where we go like so with our hands and we press that word. Ah, or voo, or om. You can imagine and play with that out loud, physically. Imagining that you are the third eye as you do so. Or you could just simply see that happening, perhaps, within the third eye. And as we offer this healthy role of boundaries here in this way, linking it into the sixth house, bringing in the energy of practicality and being in service to our health. Yeah, often we look to our intuition to serve us, but this is actually pointing the other direction. How can we best serve intuition? What can we bring to the table for our insights? And then I just see like a bow and an honoring, I respect you, and offering it perhaps the very thing it's been craving. It's defined as well by the consciousness of this time's stability. And now I see almost this transformation into, I see a throne and a queen sitting on the throne, but not in a way that's like dominating or domineering or cut off, but in a way that's regarded, seen, honored, embraced for its wisdom. Yeah, and just to support it, it might have just a little rigidity in being able to come off of the throne and come forward with ease. Bringing in a cellular repair, restoring the cells here back to their fullest potential of health. And as we do that, releasing fear from the external lining of the pituitary gland itself, which governs all of our hormones, which are incredibly feminine within the system, balanced by the masculine nervous system. Tough to do much without those systems being in cooperation with each other, nervous and endocrine. So as we work with this, and that cellular repair comes in, as we release around that lining any little bits of contraction acquired in this lifetime on an emotional frequency of fear in all of its forms. I just hear the pituitary whisper, oh, so I get to matter now. Yeah, and just with all the energy that you might caretake a little newborn babe, welcoming the pituitary. Yeah, I get to matter now. Yeah, you do. And as it begins to come forward, releasing any bits of rigidity or controlling type of energy or holding back type of energy that I was seeing with that being on the throne. It actually transforms. This queen drops down in age and becomes more playful. Child energy. Yeah, what if this intuition got to simply play? What if intuition didn't have to be a source of something that you had to do to manage life? Whether that was through work or through, oh, I better, consult my intuition about that or anything else. What if it could just be a source of play? When's the last time you just simply played with your intuition? Including the messages that may have come through. Yeah, I welcome you in play with play. I welcome you in play. I welcome you with play. And as this playfulness comes alive, I actually see the third eye transform, and there's like colors and sparkles everywhere swirling around. Getting very strong visuals for this one. Not surprising, given that we're in the area of intuition, insight, I suppose. And as that swirling and playing and dancing, I just see its capacity to reach out, get broader and broader and broader. And if we can imagine this third eye region as being the size of a pea before, it's now swirling outside the skull through to the ethers beyond. And now I see it linking into the heart in a healthy way, the heart bringing it into harmony, and then linking that down to the earth, to roots. Yeah, and to ground and to support, much like tree roots do, the capacity for even more expansion. And as that expansion becomes alive here, I see it ever so slightly edging past the areas of where you may have seen before, embracing new possibilities, new awarenesses, new insights. New insights in the form of aha moments, perhaps. Not necessarily I can see into somebody else, but for yourself. And then linking that now into house number eight, house of regeneration, of rebirth, of coming alive, of other people's money. And then, what if your intuition didn't have to feel, for those of you who use your intuition as a source of money, perhaps other people's money, perhaps you get paid for your intuition. What if your intuition gets to be equally valued for all that it does? Not just in a way, this is strong languaging, but feeling like a bit of a prostitute at times. Yeah, and as a result, feeling a little perhaps used at times. It's like, oh, sure, trot me out now when you need me, but maybe you could have a relationship with me outside of just this. Yeah, and as we do this, it's unhooking a fear of being overwhelmed by those sorts of unhealthy aspects of, well, I'm going to go back to prostitution, being paid to work, being paid to work. And within here, there is an active memory, a series of them actually, as it relates to times in which you perhaps had to, or perhaps the times in which you were enjoying, seeing pornographic material or images. Yeah. And very much about women being treated in a certain way. And depending upon what type of porn, most is usually in the realm of man-woman power dynamic and that sort of domination energy. And not all, but yeah, most we could say. And as we work with that awareness, the imagery of taking some of that in, feeling blinded. And feeling like, in a way, that you had to cut yourself off from your own power. Yeah. So, giving all of you, your eyes, your hearts, your hands, permission to reach out and grab power, your power back. I'm just hearing the words, I take my power back. I take my power back. And now let's go into thoracic seven region, powerlessness, helplessness being held there. We touched on that, I believe, last week as well. And again, claiming that power. If you can imagine reaching out and grabbing something that represents power and bringing it in right into that area just beneath the heart, through to the back body, receiving your power. And it can help to do that physically, reaching out, grabbing, and if you like, you can even grab something specific as you bring it back to you. If you have something nearby, a rock, a crystal, a decoration, a little Buddha, whatever you happen to have. I'm just naming things within my reach. A pen, whatever you happen to have nearby. And as the body mind receives this, you taking your power back. I'm seeing all the women that you saw in porn being able to stand up and ask for what it is they wanted and how they wish to be treated. Yeah, and for some of them, that may have been exactly what they wanted, and for some, it may not have been. So as we support this empowerment, this feminine empowerment in this way, as you take your power back, I see it going into the legs, through to genitals, orientating, standing in pleasure now. Yeah, what if I got to stand in my own pleasure? What if I got to drink in my own pleasure and savor it? And as the body mind drinks that in and receives it, linking it all the way through to the navel, center of connection and centeredness itself. And now finding authentic connection. And giving others permission to do the same and to do it in their own way, however that unfolds for them. And giving them the space to perhaps screw up, to make mistakes, and then to rise again, to fall and rise, to fall and rise. It's the human experience. And as we accept our own, we can often have an easier time in offering that acceptance to others. Perhaps it's the other way around. Perhaps you offer it to others before you do it to yourself. Wherever acceptance is playing out, welcoming that. Inwardly, outwardly, in all the directions. Yeah. And then running one more cellular repair on the kidneys. On the kidneys. Not needing to sell themselves out or sell themselves short anymore. And as we run that cellular repair, as we support the kidneys in standing in their own power, the kidneys being quite yin, quite feminine, giving the kidneys a restoration of their capacity to nourish. Human beings, more than any other animals, rely heavily on their kidneys to detox, which explains why we don't always do the best job, especially if we're in the presence of fear, a little bit more than the liver. We don't rely on our liver as much. So as we support the kidneys in this role of drinking in nourishment, also noticing that they have that other role too that they play, where they get rid of anything they don't need to hang on to anymore. In a way, one could argue that the kidneys are very boundaried in a healthy way, as they release all of the impurities, as they receive and drink in that nourishment that rises like chi does through its channel all the way up to the head brain. The head brain is the flower of the kidneys, it's said in Chinese medicine. And as we support the kidney meridian in this way in acceptance, perhaps noticing what its flower, its head brain, is blossoming and opening up into. And then releasing any old patterns of, this is what I think and this is who I am. So that's how it's going to stay, type of energy, as we give the awareness of those different patterns of thoughts and the head brain itself permission to lighten up just a little bit, to almost like adhesed energy, keeping it stuck in a place that wasn't allowing flow to happen. Loosening that up and inviting in all of those resources that circulate through to that head brain. And now we're linking into the pituitary one more time, and that third eye region of light, the center of insight of intuition. And it's the heaviness of bearing witness to suffering or perceived suffering that you may be taking in through our human two eyes, which is often the judge of suffering. When we see through the source of intuition and insight, we can often see a little bit further. Or instead of seeing the leaf, we can see not just the tree, but perhaps even the whole forest, giving more context and understanding to suffering. Linking that into house number 12 to support releasing, letting go, allowing those old ways of being rigid and perceiving suffering to begin to soften as you expand your awareness into, well, something perhaps bigger, larger, able to see from a different perspective. I won't set you up for anything. You tell me what happens. And as that happens, on the left side, there's actually a very strong adhesion here. We're going to release that and unwind that. And as it unwinds, I just hear the permissions of, I get to see what I want now. I can see what I want. I can see what I want. And linking the left side of the heart up to the left side of the pituitary, so it can clearly see its heart's desires. And these two can work together. The intuition being able to reach out and go a little bit perhaps even broader and more specific into awarenesses, ahas, than the heart might be able to. Even though the heart's got a huge energy field, it's not always super specialized. So as we work with the intuition, the center of specialization, bringing it into harmony in a way that invokes healthy relationships, healthy relating internally between perhaps your own thinking, your own brain, as well as externally between you and the seeming others. Beautiful. We're going to tap that all in here. Invitation to breathe. However the body mind may feel called to in this moment. Giving that another round of breath and supporting that integration here. And as that settles in, we need to do an emotional release of sadness and fear alike now. From the actual chakra, from the brow chakra itself. And it's around the energy of having not been believed. There's actually a past life energy here of being quite little and being disregarded because of your age, pointing out something that was actually pretty important for survival purposes. And the energy of like, no one's believing me, and yet now our entire fate of existence may be hanging by a thread because no one believes me. Setting up a pattern of walking on eggshells. And trying to figure out a way to behave so that others would see you and believe you. And the struggles to relate starting at that age from just little. Keeping in mind that in body talk, we don't think of past lives how most do. We don't think that you yourself have lived before or that you go on to live again. Rather, that when somebody passes on, their unresolved issues enter a giant pool. Excuse me. When a new being comes into formation, they scoop up a bucket of pool water and they sort that out in their lifetime. Excuse me again. And as that past life scene begins to close, it looked like it was from quite a long time ago. Early times in life, in fact. Tribal times. And they were pointing up at something like a smaller meteor that, if they didn't, if the people didn't start running, the impact of that would have been devastating. I don't get to see the end of the story. That's not the part we need to work with. But those pieces that were illuminated as those come to light. Running the permissions. I get to be believed now. I get to be believed now. I get to be believed now. And that linking into the internal sense of self. And much like we can circulate blood, nerve, lymph, imagining that we can circulate that sense of presence, that sense of self. And as it does so, coming from the very core of the body outward, and simultaneously around the edges, bringing containment to hold it with expanding Wei Qi. That Wei Qi being the external lining that surrounds the perimeter of our body, protecting us, giving synthesis, giving communication. And then running lymphatic circulation through that Wei Qi, cleaning out any low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, that has a tendency to not particularly hold its own, but to collapse. And to support that running of permissions for the edges of that Wei Qi. I trust myself. I trust myself now. And then as that permission runs, expanding the Wei Qi little by little, breath by breath, moving at that rate of trust. And linking into the sixth house one more time. To be received via small intestine energy, which helps to absorb nourishment, to receive, to drink in. And as it does so, calming down the intellect. In a way, our capacity to take in nourishment feeds our capacity for discernment, for awareness, for not repeating the same old, for breaking those cycles. For becoming a turning point. What if it gets to be different now? And that energy of being a turning point, I see actually as just to the left of the upper heart, upper thymus, really, where the collarbone joins the sternum, that joins. Yeah, it gets to end with me, and I gets to begin again. Gets to begin again. And as that difference starts, this newness, this new beginning energy begins in a way that doesn't have to rinse and repeat the old cycles. Releasing that need to have the old cycles repeat themselves as a form of safety, as a source of familiarity, as a source of better the devil I know. Releasing that energy through now, not just where the collarbone joins the sternum, but all the way across that collarbone and just underneath it, on the underside of it all. And as it does so, releasing the belief system that you have to protect yourself by cutting off your heart. Better not to feel this. Better not to feel this injury. And as we release that form of protection, bringing in again circulation of all the healing resources, and if you're open to it, if there's a way to bring in just small movements to that region just below the collarbone, feel free to do just that, regardless of the position that you're in. And as we bring in new movements, supporting new flow, new life, to be here, to come alive, to express itself, giving yourself permission to express your heart, giving yourself expression, permission to express your intuition, and giving yourself permission to express both, perhaps even at the same time. What if the awarenesses of your intuition could be expressed via the heart, through its felt sense of harmony? What if that center of insight was to bring nothing more than even deeper layers of harmony? Without having to force, push, look for effort. What if you could simply relax into receiving this flow of energy, even more than you already have been? And now I see that linking into all 12 houses through that entire cycle. Yeah, and running the permissions of, I don't have to do it that way again. I don't have to do it that way again. Yeah, it gets to be different and new and come alive in a whole new expression of how you meet life, of how life meets you. To support that, running a cellular repair on the diaphragm, the regular breathing diaphragm. Restoring its cells back to its fullest expression of health. And as we run it, I see it as an invitation to welcome, an invitation to express the energy of welcoming. And that begins to rise up to the heart. From the heart, it reaches out to touch others. That might be personally, that might be professionally. Reaching out to touch all those seeming external others in your life. And as we touch in on them, letting yourself be known, allowing that expression to be enjoyed. Allowing that expression to express through joy. In a way, touching another's hearts. And perhaps calling in business, healthy relationships on a personal front, or anything in between. And it's almost as if the energy of the brown chocolate precedes that ever so slightly in time. As if the intuition has been going out to check things out just prior to the heart getting there. Almost as a way, again, of keeping safety. Yeah, and what if it still got to do that, but in a way that you didn't have to micromanage it? It just happened effortlessly again and again and again. And in doing so, the need for that safety becomes a little bit more lighthearted, if you will. When it's known that it'll be taken care of, there becomes this awareness of security, which doesn't need any source of reinforcements from any external validation or any other source. And as you release all of those patterns, also unhooking them through Governing Vessel 21 and releasing that there. In the center, roughly, of the crown that governs all of our habit patterns. Running lymphatic circulation to support that through the entire scalp, interestingly enough. And as it releases, or as it runs, pardon me, I see it releasing radiation energy. That might be because you got radiation. Or it might be because of the radiation in our environment from electronics or the food that we eat having received radiation. So I'm just bringing in a little plant medicine to support that, and I'm certainly no expert in that regard, but bringing in quercetin, quercitin, which is a supplement that I'm pretty sure is from a plant, but I should maybe triple check that. Anywho's. The energy of quercetin helps to bust up radiation. Running a body chemistry to detox it now that it's been sort of broken up a little bit more. And releasing any toxicity of feeling fried alive along with that radiation. Anything, any source of agitation, of chronic agitation that's keeping you in that state of or that state of like, why isn't this changing? And all the frustrations that come with that. In case my didn't translate into words, there you go. And as we support that release of being fried alive, right along with this radiation, I see all things midline, all those primary masculine and feminine meridians, and all the channels of trust, and all the other meridian lines that run strongly in the center region of the body, flowing like a superhighway of chi. And I just see that beginning to radiate now in a healthy way out to the external edges, supporting this expression of you, of your life. This expression of life itself moving through you. Yeah, what if it's not even your job to express life, but simply to allow it to make its way through you? Tapping here, invitation to breathe, allowing the body mind perhaps to breathe in any way that it feels called to. As we bring this in for a nice soft landing, running cortices, which balances those two sides of the brain to work better together. We're going to do that for all three brains. And then running, switching, working with those kidney 27 acupuncture points. And the one on the left side, in particular, is lighting up. Probably because we did more of the left heart, left side of pituitary region earlier. And as we support that, and also supporting the feminine itself in coping and dealing with stress, running the permissions, there's space for me to be here. There's space for me to be here. I can come forward now. I can come forward now. And a third one. I am welcome. I am welcome. And now as we tap this in one more time, noticing how the body mind wishes to breathe. And allowing that wisdom of its breath to lead the way. And we didn't do it at the beginning. I'll invite you to do it now if it feels right. To scan your body mind inside of you, noticing if there's anything in particular that feels really pleasant, or perhaps at the very least neutral. And whatever you land upon, noticing it. And receiving it, savoring it, breath by breath. Taking time to normalize and familiarize, noticing what's working well, and receiving the beauty of this life, of you. Receiving the very beauty of you. And perhaps if it calls to you, noticing the impact of that. And if any part of that also feels pleasant or neutral, drinking it in and receiving that nourishment. An invitation to stay with that process of drinking in this good. This goodness of life. As you take in, I won't be able to pronounce it very well. It's by Philip Glass. The song is titled in, I'm assuming, Spanish, Aguas de Amazonia, Japura River. Japura, Japura. The song is about 5 minutes. Invitation to drink in deeply. And receive this nourishment for you. Breath by breath, playfully. Let's explore and see what's here. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you so much for calling this medicine in. And thank you for being here. And thank you most of all for being you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Now, as we close out the session, I feel drawn to share. I picked the song thoroughly intuitively today. I let my playlist pick randomly for us. I did it in advance, so I knew which one it would be and listened to it prior. And actually, I actually picked two that way, so the second one I'm going to play for you next week. So just wanted to share that little tidbit for y'all. And as I sign off, mwah, 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 all the love today. Have a most fabulous week, and we'll see you guys in a bit. Bye for now.